You're listening to Mom and Dad Stuff, Episode 8.
That movie was great. What are they talking
about? It was cheesy, though.
Spencer?
Come on, really? That really happened in the end? With the big truck.
I like how there was some MMA fighting in it.
I know. We could talk about that too.
Anyway, welcome to another episode of Mom and Dad Stuff.
Was that recording the whole time?
Yeah.
Wait. We never introduced ourselves.
Welcome to Mom and Dad Stuff. My name is Sean Pierre and...
This is Pamela.
And we're Mom and Dad Stuff.
You always say Mom and Dad Stuff 6 times before the show starts. I'm just saying.
Well, I love the title. Like,
do you think people look down at their phone and go, oh, did I hit repeat? Or did I hit the back 30 seconds again?
Is this called Mom and Dad Stuff or is this called Mom and Dad Stuff?
Okay, there you go on.
Welcome to Mom and Dad Stuff.
Sorry, real quick. So, you know, Netflix is doing their previews of... movies and TV shows. Tiger King just went on. Mm-hmm. I never watched it.
I hear it's pretty awesome. I hear it's
pretty great. So I'm telling one of my best friends, Jackie, I'm like, you know, you should, you know, watch some Netflix or Amazon Prime for like Rachel Hollis to really encourage you and to help like lift you up and, you know, have some goal settings. And she goes, well, I don't watch that stuff right now. I'm watching
Tiger King.
Yeah. And I was like,
I hear it's pretty awesome.
No, she said that. She's like, oh, maybe I should start watching stuff like that because right now I'm watching Tiger King.
God, Netflix is killing it.
Yeah, right, just sounds funny. Okay, sorry, go on.
I wonder if Disney Plus is doing pretty good right now.
You were really excited about that. I was like, whatever. I was like, we got
nothing. I mean, I just wanted to watch the X-Men cartoons because that's...
Oh.
That's what it's really about.
Do you remember when... Oh, I know we have a 4-year age gap. You're 4 years older than me. But I remembered Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. That's when it was on.
Yep. I talked about this on my podcast where they would...
Oh, your Mighty Beast podcast.
Yeah, the Mighty Beast podcast. Yes. What they would do is they would, after they had a brand new episode, so they would go through the storyline, right? And then do you remember it was when Rogue, Gambit, and someone else got caught up and they were in shackles and they got sent to an island called
Rogue. Yeah. She's like the strongest.
I know, but she had the, she had a collar that hindered her powers. Anyway.
Impossible.
I think the last episode that they would always play is the Mr. Sinister series, where he was pretty much the most powerful guy on there. Anyway, they would tease us and they would play the new episode and then they would restart the series and we'd have to wait an entire season to see the next episode. Do you remember that?
Oh, you know, you were probably, how old were you? You're probably 12, huh?
Probably.
I was 8. I remember being in my roller skates on the carpet on San Jose Avenue. And like, there was like a big closet mirror and I would like roller skate super fast on the carpet and go, Jubilee, Rogue, Storm. Yeah. I remember I was 8. So you must've been 12. So I don't remember what you just said. I just like turned it on. I was like, oh, Saturday. Like, I mean, when you're 8 years old, you don't go, you don't have an alarm that goes, oop, X-Men, 10 a.m. I was just like, it's Saturday. There's no school. And the clock says 10 o'clock. So I remember it. Yeah. So I'm sorry. I wish I could go. Oh my God. I totally remember.
Yeah.
But I don't.
They did that. And that was the most annoying thing.
How many seasons did they have? I just remember seeing the same episode over and over again.
That's what I'm saying. Like they literally played the season over and over again until each episode was done. It was bullshit.
But my favorite one was when they're recruiting Jubilee. They were shopping in the mall. I loved it when they look like...
That's the very first episode.
Oh, I feel so privileged. No, but I love it how they looked so normal. They were walking in the mall.
Oh, man.
that was the best for me. It's like, wow, they're in the mall.
Damn, I really want to watch that now.
I know, we should just watch it.
But you know when you watch cartoons now and then you're just like, this is fucking stupid.
Well, that's cartoons now.
No, I mean, not cartoons now. I'm saying you watch the cartoons you used to watch back then. Like, I remember I watched an episode of, like, He-Man because I was into He-Man. You know He-Man?
It wasn't She-Ra. Funny, though?
Dude, it was funny, like, to the point where I was clowning the, you know, the outfits or, like, the acting or something like that. But I remember it being so epic.
Oh, and then when you saw
it. And then when you see it now, epic. It's like, oh, wow. I was really into this.
Really? You didn't see the beauty in it?
I did, because I always loved the animation. I always loved the storyline. And I always loved the characters. But they do shit like, I was watching, I don't know if you've ever seen Voltron. Voltron was one of my favorite cartoons. And all it was, it was based on kind of like a Power Ranger concept where they each had like a lion, like it was a robotic lion.
How did it turn on?
They had these medallion or these little keys that they had to put in.
Who paid for it?
It was this old man with a mustache. Dude, fuck, what was his name?
Wait, was it? Do you think it was like operated, like?
Well, those guys, those they got chosen because they were.
Oh, so they were worthy. So this is like magically.
Not even magically. Lions. It's almost like it's almost like some Tony Stark shit. Where
oh yeah, this, that's what I was gonna ask.
There's this dude, and he's the head of like, and they're almost like. Space police. No, they're not space police, but they're just like Guardians of the Galaxy. Is that?
Oh,
no, wait, no. Guardians of the Universe. That was their motto.
Did they fly?
The lions flew.
And they rode on these lions.
They rode inside the lion.
Oh, like inside.
How Power Rangers did it.
Got it.
So instead of dinosaurs, how Power Rangers had it, it was all lions. And then they go, man, we're getting our ass beat because they try to fight the monster. And they try to fight the monster with the lions, just them solo lions, and they were just like, fuck, this ain't working. We need to combine. Let's form Voltron. And then the guy would call it out. Oh, form the feet, and then this, and the legs, and the blah, 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 blah. And then he goes, and I'll form the head.
Oh, my God, Power Rangers totally copied them.
I know, they did. They really did.
I bet you, like, the guys in your generation are like, yeah, I remember that. No, I remember that.
I'm almost 40, and man, that was so cool.
You really are almost 40. You got?
I got a couple months. So.
Oh, you got 6 months.
6 months from now, might as well just have a parking lot party because we're not going anywhere.
I know. Take what we can get. It's like, was that Pam or was that a flute?
Is that Pam or an Ilocano?
Huh?
No. Because Ilocanos go,
Oh, that's where I get it from. Yeah. You and your family. Yeah. Never mind. All right. Let's talk about some dream homes, baby. I don't call
so
you
we're
baby,
trying. But. We're trying to build our dream home. We're not telling you guys what we're going to do yet.
Why?
Because they don't need to know yet.
Okay, they're, then why gonna, are we talking
about? We're going to talk about.
We're talking about dream homes. We're going to talk about what we're going to talk
what
about.
What you guys are looking for in a dream home. What we're looking for in a dream home is.
I'm not saying anything because I don't know what you're trying to do right now.
I
don't want to spoil it if we're.
Well, we're not going to spoil what we're going to do, but what we're looking for in a dream home is a lot of space, which is hard to come by here in San Francisco. An open floor plan. That means none of those shitty walls that are covering the kitchen to the dining room to the living room. We like places that where you can see, you can cook your meal and you can see those kids cooking or kids cooking, kids playing.
I want to cook my meal.
And I'm going to cook my kids.
No, and I want to see them cooking. Huh?
Well, Darius plays with the kitchen.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking of that too. It's cute. So that's it. That's
no, I want a house that.
Yes, no, that's.
I great. Want a house that has a pornographic master bedroom, meaning there's enough room to have sex everywhere. I also noticed in a house that I walked in, so there's the bed. Picture the master bedroom, right? You see mm-hmm. the headboard, mm-hmm. then you see the front of the bed, mm-hmm. And then they put a couch in front of it. Have you seen that?
No, I've never seen that in my life. Yeah. Yes, I have.
They put a nice like leather couch, or they put like a trunk.
You cannot do it on a leather couch. Your skin's going to stick on everything.
But porn, like they use that in porn all the time.
Leather. Right. Do they put a blanket on top or something?
No.
Doesn't it make sounds?
It does. And see? I think it adds to the ambiance. Mm. You hear the.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, you know, they probably use leather for easy cleanup, because if you have like other material stains,
in a master bathroom, do you want two sinks or do you want one? Remember, we had that when we were living in Daly City. We had two sinks. We pretty much each had our own
sink. Oh, I forgot about that. I liked that.
Yeah, right.
I liked brushing my teeth and talking like, oh, guess what? I mean, in reality, being minimalist.
Oh, yeah.
You could brush your
teeth. We're talking about dream homes here.
Two people can brush their teeth with one sink. It's not like.
We do it now.
Yeah.
But then one has to go first and then one has to.
No, that just means the other person will have cleaner teeth than the other one, because the person will just keep going. Yeah. And talk. I don't know. No? Whatever. Okay. Well, I guess we'll talk about our plans another time, though.
Well, I still want to talk about marble and why I like marble.
That's so trendy right now. I don't think that's going to be in next year.
You don't think so?
No.
With all the homes that have big marble slabs now, you don't think that they're predicting?
I would never in a million years know that marble was in. It's only because you video.
Well, let me tell you about marble, photograph. Guys. I used to hate marble because I was like, it's a waste of money. Who the hell wants a big block of rock in their house? I do.
Yeah, because you see that these 3-point-something houses have it.
Well, you can get fake marble. You can get veneers.
No. You're like, hey, honey, look, I purchased this. How big are these things?
They're huge. Mm. Like some of them are the whole shower.
No. You really want one?
We're talking about dream home, mommy.
Dream home equals whatever you wish for will come true according to the manifest.
Well, we're going universe. We're going porno and we're going marble.
No, that's fine with the master bedroom and the couch and stuff, but I don't know about the marble. Just make my butt itch.
Marbles. I don't know. Marble makes me feel like. Marble's like. Well, it's almost like seeing lifelines on your hand. It brings you joy. It doesn't bring me joy, but it makes me feel a certain way.
Marie Kondo says that if it brings you joy, you should keep it. If it does not bring you joy, just say thank you and yes. Peace. Goodbye.
Okay. Peace. Well, I love marble. So I'll show you some fucking marble.
I'll show you some marble.
Question. I talked about this on my other podcast as well. The Mighty Beast podcast. Kids and the pandemic. So we allow our kids to play with our sister-in-law's kids.
Or it my sister-in-law's kids. But it took a long time but we just started letting them become close. Before, we were just scootering.
There's nothing wrong with scootering.
They were just doing their whole, 6 feet rule. Mm-hmm. No one touches the scooters. Everyone's just distant. You know how hard it is to tell a 3-year-old that you can't hug your cousin? Exactly.
And
oh, don't hold his hand.
Yeah.
They don't understand.
And our, you know, our sons, they sometimes they wrestle.
Oh, this is my sister's son and our son. They wrestle.
They wrestle.
And we have to tell them they can't.
And that sucks. But lately we've been going to Burlingame to hang out with his cousins. And sometimes they would come up over here, very rarely. But we, as adults, we practice our social distancing with her sister and her brother-in-law. But as far as the kids go, we just...
Yeah. Oh, we just make sure to stay outside. No playing indoors.
No playing indoors.
But then they just stay outside. They could... And then they just always have to wash their hands.
Yeah.
Like, before they eat, which is what we always do anyways, but...
And I'm sure there's probably people out there that would be like, what the fuck are you doing?
I think
it's fucking nasty.
It's different as family, though. Like, it's not like... I feel like it's not like one of his friends that we don't have any idea where the parents have been. We're not going to, you know, interrogate the parents and be like, okay, tell us where you've been the past 24 hours. At least with my sister, it's just like, we always keep it real. We always go, are you comfortable with this? Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you comfortable with this? No. Mm-hmm. We're always like that. And also, I know a lot of dads aren't really in the know. I was just telling Sean that what are moms Googling recently versus what are dads Googling recently? Googly. So I've been Googling homeschooling for kids, the best homeschool like programs for kids right now. And I don't think dads are doing that right now. Dads are supportive,
dads are looking up MILFs, bukkakis, and anal sex.
Like, I don't think Sean's like, hey, honey, I found a good homeschool program. I remember, like,
hey man, I just added to my playlist.
I remember Sean's all like, I don't know, but like when the COVID first started, we pulled out Darius, you know, and was it in March, right? We pulled him out in March. Oh my God. I know. I think it has and then been. Sean's like, I don't know about this homeschooling. I mean, are we teaching him? I'm like, and I didn't tell you, or maybe I did tell you. I was kind of like offended. I was like, gosh, I thought I was doing a really good job. You know, I like looked it up. I even had this schedule for him. I was doing the alphabet, the numbers. And you're just like, I mean, are we qualified to like teach him? I was just like, God, I'm the one doing all the research. And then I remember going, well, why don't you help me then with homeschooling? Why don't you do all the research too?
And I obviously didn't.
So in regards to this, me and my sisters keep each other in the loop about, did you know that they're doing like a lot of schools are like opening in June, like with yeah. kids.
Yeah.
And they have all these rules. And I say if you're.
That was scary.
Yeah, it sounded like a gunshot. Better not have been a freaking gunshot.
No, usually gunshots are multiple. Ugh. Not just one.
Yeah. Trigger, like, oh my God, I was supposed to do that. I better not have been. But anywho, I was saying, what was I saying? Oh yeah, I say if you and your husband are nurses or something like that, you have to go into work. I get it. Yeah. You know, would you like, who else is going to take care of your kid? And then there's also parents who, if you can work from home, it's freaking tough to work from home and then homeschool and then clean up the house, walk the dogs. It's really hard, but I mean, at least you have that peace of mind knowing that your son's not going to catch anything. And they're saying that they're going to put kids in groups of 12 and they won't change the groups ever. But you don't know what the other 11 kids, like where their parents are coming from or
what they do, you know? Or what they...
And you guys are touching the same thing.
It's gonna be tough.
I mean, but it all depends on the parent. Like, maybe some parents are just like, I'm done. Like, this is really tough. So, I mean, it's just different. But that's our take on it. Even though it's really, really tough, we're making the decision to keep Darius and Titan home until summer 2021.
Yeah, don't judge us. We have our reasons.
No, we're not judging other people either. Yeah, everyone has their own reasons. But I think it's also comforting to know what other... I'm hoping that parents hear this and go, whew, you know, I'm not the only one that think that. Yes. Because the next wave of COVID is supposed to come in September. Flu season is October through February. And then it's cold March, April. And it starts getting warm again May, June. Yep. So that's why we made that.
Yeah, because honestly, ever since we pulled them out, we had probably the worst flu season that we've ever had last year and moving on to this year. And we don't want to go through that again. It was
horrible.
Hell.
Did we talk about that yet?
No, we'll save that for another episode.
Yeah, but basically in a nutshell, when everyone has a flu in the family, it is not fun. No. And no one can help you because you don't want anyone else. You don't want your mom or your mom-in-law to get sick.
Especially right now.
Ugh.
You can't get them sick at all.
Yeah.
No one can help you.
You're literally on your own as a family.
You're at the mercy of sickness.
Yeah, that's my take on homeschool.
Well, I mean, if anyone has any recommendations as far as what we can do or what they've been doing, please give us a DM.
What do you mean, like what they've been doing at home?
Yeah, like if they have some cool, innovative ways to homeschool their kid.
Yeah, I mean, also, Darius is only 3.5. I mean, the stuff that I've researched, I'm like, oh my gosh, should I be teaching him like how to read? Should I be teaching him this? And everyone, not everyone, but did you know that in Finland, where kids have like one of the highest IQs, they don't encourage academics at an early, like they encourage it like at age, like I think 6 or 7.
Well, yeah,
they just truly believe in play.
They can soak it in a little bit better, right? Like they,
I didn't really know
the concept later on.
That deep, but they're just like, it's all about play and then just teaching them what you can, yeah. Like not being in a hole, down in a desk and learn.
You're a kid, so all you have to do is play.
But that's all Darius wants to do. All he wants to do is play and then scooter, bike. He gets excited when I, you know, teach him new things, but it's not all about sitting at a desk and let's do some schoolwork for 3 hours. Again, that's my take on it. Every parent's different.
I mean, speaking of scooter and bike, what is the advantage of each? So scooter, bike, or skateboard?
Skateboard just looks really cool.
I know. If your kid could skateboard, that's just
at
so cool.
At age 5.
Oh, man. You got something special in that kid.
Okay, that's our goal for Darius. He always wanted a skateboard anyways, but the reason why we're not giving it to him, we're like, he's not even going to use it. How's he supposed to?
You never know, man. Like, he's been seeing these skateboarders out here.
I know, but it's also, he's fine. He's only allowed to use a skateboard in an empty parking lot.
Yeah.
Not on the sidewalk.
Smooth ground.
He probably can't control it. Dude, if a dog could skateboard, a kid could skateboard.
Yeah.
Right.
Kids are born to be on skateboards. Yeah.
I think of all three, I think the scooter is the best. You know why? It travels. It travels lightly.
Yeah. Same thing with skateboard, but I feel like you just have more options with a scooter. Like you can bomb a hill. You can.
Yeah, you just have, it's like skis. Skis versus a snowboard. And I think all are really great, but I feel scooter is the best.
Can you imagine how many scooters that company Micro?
Oh, yeah, we should help you. Okay, so Darius used to have, it was a really.
It's a Red Flyer.
Yeah, it was a great present.
Thank you, Auntie Angela.
I know,
Angela.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Scrunch.
But he grew out of it.
It was a great beginner. Recently. It was only 20. She's like, oh, it was only $25.
Yeah.
And it didn't glide as well as the Micro.
I mean, I think they're built like that because it's a beginner's scooter. And if the bearings were too good, they would go too fast.
But Micro has one for like 2-year-olds. You see those 2-year-olds gliding really well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt so bad. He was trying to keep up with his cousins and he couldn't.
Well, that thing was huge.
Yeah.
So that company, Micro, and then
we spent what, $90?
Almost $100. We'll put a link in the in the description.
There's no podcast. Affiliate, but we're just saying that.
But
we're the type that don't spend that much typically. But
it'll build your kid's everything, like his endurance because he's gonna keep going, his balance. When Darius first got on it, he was leaning really heavily to the left because it's a 3-wheel scooter, 2 wheels in front, 1 in the back with a brake and adjustable handlebar. But there was a point where I was getting scared. I was like, oh man. Is he going to get it? And literally in 2 days, he was able to.
Oh, you gave me so much confidence. I was the one where you're like, he'll figure it out. You totally lied to me.
Yeah, I was really scared. I was like, man, we just spent like
$100.
$100 on this thing. And he's leaning to the left while he's riding. It's dangerous. But.
Oh, and knee pads.
Oh, yeah.
And elbow pads, hand pads. So I can't believe a lot of kids don't wear those.
Don't. Think that you're a fucking sav and don't think your kid's not gonna get hurt because they're gonna fall
all the time.
Yeah,
but then every time Darius, like when we see a helmet, of course, for sure.
Yeah,
but when you see a kid scootering without any pad, I mean, come on, man, they're only like $25-$30 on Amazon. They're so worth it. And instead of your kid crying all the time.
Yeah, because their knees are gonna get messed. I dread the hands because I've fallen on my hands, and luckily he wears those hand pads.
Yeah.
And those actually save him literally every time. He's fallen probably every time he's ridden a scooter, but you know, it's minimized all the pain and suffering that he has to go through because of those pads.
I mean, don't think that well, in the beginning, he didn't want to wear the pads, but then we told him two things. One, they're Spider-Man pads.
Yep.
And two,
you can't ride
scooter. Yeah, you can't ride the scooter without it.
So make sure your kids are wearing pads, because that
makes it much more fun.
Yeah, because if they fall and then they notice that it doesn't hurt, you know, they're more prone to get back on it.
Yeah,
if they fall and eat shit, it's like, all right, I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah, like remember our neighbor? Like he wasn't wearing pads.
Yeah, and then
he fell so hard he didn't want to go on anymore. Oh no, I think he goes on it, but not as often.
Yeah, but you don't want him to take a break and be like, especially right now. It's like you want to be like, hey, let's go scooter, and then he'll be down a scooter, falls asleep later on.
Yeah, gets tired.
That's a win-win. Total win-win. So get your kids some scooters. They make the Micro Mini, which is for kind of younger kids, but I don't know why an older kid would have a micro
because they grew out of it. They probably just
But I mean, at that point, you might as well be on a Razor or a freaking or like a
now there's a next step up. I think of them.
There's just a regular micro, because we have the Micro Mini and that's a smaller version. I saw some Asian kid in Burlingame riding a real micro. It was just called a micro and it was huge. It's like, why don't you just get a freaking Razor scooter? Or why don't you tell your parents to get your Razor scooter?
Hmm.
Not saying that Asian kids can't ride scooters, but yes.
I didn't think that at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
So when do you think everything's going to open back up?
Everything?
Like, yeah. I mean, I saw something in the news that said that the mayor is going to try to open up some like restaurants. Like they're going to have
some.
Yeah, because I think the ones that have outdoor seating that they can.
So you're screwed if you don't have outdoor seating.
Kind of.
Or you can only do takeout.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I know you have an estimated date. What's yours?
I think it's going to be August. But okay. I think they said that they're going to start opening stuff up in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I have a question for us. Are we going to, okay, let's say they open in August. No. Are we going to go on a date?
No.
I don't maybe. Want to.
I was like, maybe. Can we just go to a bar that has outdoor serving?
That's so silly. What you're going to just.
I just want to have a beer.
Well, then why can't we just have a beer on the steps? What's the point of going out is. What nowadays?
There is no point in going out,
especially with your spouse. It's like you're better off.
I think we're just spoiled. We're just spoiled.
I would totally do like Angela's birthday is coming up, mm-hmm. July 17th, and I would do outdoor social distance six feet there. But I wouldn't just do it for just me and you. Like we could, like you know, we have our living room. We're doing this podcast while our kids are sleeping. We could do what we want. We have fun, like eating sushi and just drinking beer and drinking Jameson whenever sushi. We want. Like, I don't want to pay for one shot of Jameson. How much is that? $12.
That's crazy.
Whereas we just got a bottle from Safeway for $45 that can give us 100 shots. No more than that.
You think so?
Yeah. But yeah, I'm saying like, I don't know. I feel like date night is in the living room.
Date night is living
room. Yes. But to go out to see friends. Yes, that makes sense. And then you can't even get wasted anymore. I'm not going to go an Uber.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You want to talk about that Penny Liner story?
So there was something that happened.
When was it? This is pre-COVID. Was I pregnant? Titan wasn't born yet.
I don't think so.
I don't even think I was pregnant yet.
So my wife grills me about, because I have this stupid habit of putting napkins in my pants, like my pant pockets. I don't know why the fuck they always end up in my freaking pockets.
Oh, because your allergies.
And I don't.
Yeah, why do you use tissues?
Yeah, of course.
You're in the house.
Well, like sometimes I'll wipe my nose or I'll like.
And then you keep. Why did Alexa just tell us the time? Oh, well, that was weird.
Okay.
Wait, so you grab a tissue in the house. You pick your nose.
I pick
you
my nose.
You save it because you're like, oh, whatever. I didn't use it that much.
No, like usually it has to do with my allergies.
But no, I know, but how come you don't throw it away?
Because I don't, there's no booger. It's just, there is boogers. It's just.
Like that wet stuff.
It's wet booger.
And not like wet green booger. It's just
allergies.
I didn't use it that much, so I'll probably use it later.
And sometimes I'll forget. And sometimes I forget to.
What do you mean sometimes?
Okay, I forget to throw away the napkins when I throw my clothes into the hamper. And every time my wife does laundry, it.
Which is every time. Pam always does laundry.
It ends up in the clothes.
But it's not even just one. It's not like a one tissue.
I know. There's a lot.
The tissue gets. It's as if somebody in the, there's like a little elf in the washing machine or dryer that shreds the tissue. Mm-hmm. So it spreads to the kids' clothes, to everyone's clothes. And then when I fold the clothes, there's tissue. All these little shreds of tissue. So it's not like, oh, he just left a tissue in there. Oh, that's easy. No, it's like it's all shredded tissue. And I was telling Sean that the reason why he doesn't quote unquote remember is because he is not the one doing the laundry. I remember my mom when I was a kid would always tell that to me. And I'd kind of like roll my eyes. Like, what's the big deal? That was the big deal. Mm. Yeah. But if you were doing the laundry, you would always remember because it would be such a bitch. You'd be like, oh, I better remember to check my pockets. Very but you kind of don't care because you're not the one doing the laundry. And I even threatened you that if I see it again, you'd have to do your own laundry.
So now I have to do my own laundry.
I saw another. You're lucky though. This tissue did not shred for some reason. Only a little bit. There's two tissues and one shredded one. I'm just saying. Do you really do remember, but then you kind of get lazy? Honestly?
No. No, like, especially lately, I've been really trying to be good at it, but I think what happens is it ends up in my pajama pants.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't wash my jeans all the time. Or since we've been home a lot, like I've been using just like at home pants. And those are the ones that are the culprits.
All right.
So that's
yours. And then mine used to be, but I've been really good at it. What was mine, honey?
She would have panty liners in.
I'd forget to pull the panty liner from my underwear, so it would get washed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell the story?
No. So we were at Boba Guys one day. The Boba Guys
pre-COVID.
The Boba Guys on 19th. Or between 19th and 20th. I forget. 19th?
19th.
19th Street. And, you know, I remember this very vividly because I remember I went back to get my jacket and.
You did?
Well, no, I remember I was late. I was almost late because I was supposed to meet. Didn't I pick you up from work?
I think so.
And yeah. I ran.
It was on during my break.
I literally ran and grabbed my, like I was ready to go. I ran back up to grab my jacket, and then you know, everything was normal. Got to my wife's workplace. We went in, we got in line, and then all of a sudden this Asian woman walks up to me. She goes, excuse me, but oh my god.
She says, you have something on your jacket. Oh, she goes,
you have something on your jacket. And then she goes, oh my god. And then little did I know, there was a bloody.
It wasn't bloody blood. It was fucking discharge.
I was like, It was a discharged, bloody.
It's not. It
wasn't panty liner
blood
on my jacket.
It wasn't bloody.
And I had walked around with that jacket for the whole day.
Okay, hold on. Okay, going back, she says you have something on your jacket. I look at it, and then that's when I go, oh my God. And you rip it off hella fast. And I was just like, oh God, they just saw my insides. And it was not bloody.
I was so embarrassed.
Sean gets confused with the panty liner and a pad. A pad is for a period. Panty liner are for women that, no matter what woman you are, you always, like, women have discharge. You don't wear a panty liner.
If you don't know what discharge is, it's the creamy stuff that comes out of a woman's vagina.
It's not
vagina.
Creamy. Creamy means you have an STD. So it's not creamy. It's just regular discharge. Creamy is a bad sign. See a doctor. If it's cream cheese, something's wrong.
Fuck.
But yeah, so.
So Sean, I was walking around with a bloody maxi pad on my...
I told you, it's not a pad. It wasn't bloody. It was discharge.
I had a bloody maxi pad on my sweater.
Wasn't bloody.
You know what happened to me? Like, right when I found out, I tried to play it off like I was embarrassed. But then in my jacket...
Why were you embarrassed? They knew it was my panty liner.
Because they were laughing.
They weren't laughing at you. They were laughing at the concept. Okay, if you saw a dude with the discharge panty liner, would you be
I would laugh.
Yes, but then you that would judge mean- that girl and be like, damn, she got hella discharge on that fucking panty liner.
Yeah, but you could have been anybody. You could have been a coworker that said,
yeah,
hey, let's go get boba.
See, I didn't play it off well. I didn't go, oh my gosh, is that your girlfriend's? I didn't say it like that. I just pulled it off right away and then I threw it in the garbage. Like, of course I touched. So
the worst part is the two girls were waiting for their drink. And I was like, hurry up and get their drink.
I think between you and me, I should have been the one most embarrassed because those were my insides.
How would you be more embarrassed than me if I'm the one with the maxi pad?
It's not a maxi pad.
The pad on your
panty
jacket.
Panty liner, honey. Panty liner.
Okay.
Get it right. Dude, so do you know how it actually got on your jacket?
I think when I threw my jacket, because you threw, I know the story. You said you didn't have enough time. I think you were late for work. You pulled it off and you threw it somewhere and it landed on the bed.
So I don't do this anymore. But what I would do is when I have to throw away the panty, instead of just throwing away the panty liner in the garbage, because I was like, ugh, I have to walk to the bathroom to throw it away, I would put it on the bed.
Oh my God.
And then remember to take it with me on my way out.
Oh. And so, it just so happened my sweater landed on top of the sticky part.
I think you sat on the bed.
Oh my God.
What are the chances of that happening, huh?
I know. I wonder if people saw it and they were just embarrassed to tell me.
You only walked the... I go, what's the big deal? You only walked the dogs around the block.
Fuck.
And then went to boba, guys. It's pretty funny, though. We're going to end
that's going to conclude our...
Do you think people's mouths are open like, what the fuck?
I hope so. Because that's some real shit. All right? That's real life
right
there.
We hope this made you laugh and made you...
I hope it made you cry.
Oh, from laughter.
No, I'm just making it dramatic.
From laughter.
But don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Go.
No, go ahead. I know it takes you 10 minutes to talk about all your websites. All the website. Go ahead.
So don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Don't forget to visit SeanPierre.com to listen to this and all the episodes, including the Mighty Beast podcast, and to see my latest work, and to blah, 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 and to see my latest videos and other types of content. I don't know if there's
how can we find you on Instagram?
On Instagram, you can find my handle is at Sean_Pierre_. And you, Pam?
At Pamela Viray, V-I-R-A-Y.
And don't forget to visit Sky Realty Media for all your real estate media needs.
Thank you for your sponsorship, Sky Realty Media.
We also do content creation. Happy Monday, guys. We love you. Oh, stay clean. Stay safe and love each other, right? Don't be a racist.
There's no racists out there that are listening to this. I know. Racist people don't listen to stuff like this.
Anyway.
We have a cool tribe.
Black Lives Matter. Love you guys. Bye.